Examples.
Kelly Rayer stood in the crowded 78th floor elevator lobby of World Trade Center 2. It was just after 9 a.m. on September 11th, 2001. 15 minutes earlier, a Boeing 767 had flown into the North Tower, touching off a fireball that across the 140 feet separating the buildings and through the windows on the 103rd floor still felt to one of Rayer's colleagues, Judy Wine, like putting your head in an oven. These lines are from the opening of an article in Newsweek magazine about the handful of people who survived the attacks on the World Trade Center, despite initially being trapped on the upper floors by wreckage and fire. It illustrates a device well known to magazine writers and speechmakers. Get the audience involved. See how skillfully this example accomplishes the goal. It begins by focusing on a particular person, Kelly Rayer. It then sets the scene with details of time, place, even the type of airplane the terrorists piloted into the North Tower. We almost feel ourselves up there with Kelly, braving the heat of the fireball created after the plane smashed into the building. We would not be nearly as involved if the article had merely said, "The attack on the World Trade Center was a horrifying event." The example touches something in us that no generalization can. Research has shown that vivid, concrete examples have strong impact on listeners' beliefs and actions. Without examples, ideas often seem vague, impersonal, and lifeless. With examples, ideas become specific, personal, and lively.
Brief examples.
Brief examples, also called specific instances, may be referred to in passing to illustrate a point. The following excerpt uses a brief example to illustrate the miraculous nature of recent advances in creating artificial limbs for accident victims. Changes in technology have made it possible for doctors to work wonders that once seemed impossible. Roger Charter, for example, lost both his feet when they were crushed in a truck accident. Now he has new feet, made of a springy plastic alloy that duplicates a normal arch. Not only can Roger walk normally, but he can run and play sports again.
Extended examples.
Extended examples are often called narratives, illustrations, or anecdotes. They are longer and more detailed than brief examples. By telling a story vividly and dramatically, they pull listeners into the speech. Here is such an example from a speech by Sun Yan, a student at Fudan University in Shanghai, China, participating in China's 2001 National English Language Speech Competition. Sun Yan used an extended example to illustrate the spirit of the Olympic Games.
In the history of the Olympic Games, there have been many shining stars. Among them was a European girl. With the lapse of time, her name has faded from our memory. Yet, her unbending spirit shall never perish. It was she who highlighted the Olympic creed. Elite though she had been, she stumbled near the terminus and her leg was injured. Competitors passed her from behind in succession until finally only her weak and lonely figure remained on the track. Doctors came and offered to take her away, yet refused. With the only strength left in her, she managed to get up and shuffled feebly to the end point, with drops of blood along her trail. But cheers broke out. Though she failed in the race, the girl won the applause from people all over the world. It was she who elucidated the Olympic creed of participation. It was she who instilled perseverance in our mind.
This long example captures vividly the courage of the Olympic runner and her personification of the Olympic spirit. The speaker could merely have said, "Olympic athletes often display great fortitude," but the story makes the point far more vividly.
Hypothetical examples.
Whether brief or extended, examples can be either factual or hypothetical. All the examples presented up to now have been factual. The incidents they refer to really happened. Sometimes, however, speakers will use a hypothetical example, one that describes an imaginary situation. Usually such examples are brief stories that relate a general principle. Here is how one student used a hypothetical example to illustrate the need for college students to protect themselves against crime.
You're tired. You're hungry. You just spent a long day at college library and you can't wait to get back to your room. Glancing outside, remember how quickly it becomes dark. You don't think much of it, though, as you bundle up and head out into the cold and gusty wind. Not until you spy the shadows on the sidewalk or hear the leaves rustling beside you do you wish that you weren't alone. You walk quickly, trying to stop your imagination from thinking of murderers and rapists. Only when you're inside your room do you relax and try to stop your heart from pounding out of your chest. Can you remember a time when you felt this way? I would be surprised if you never had. The FBI reported last year that there were 3 murders, approximately 430 aggravated assaults, 1,400 burglaries, and 80 rapes here in Madison alone. And while these statistics are quite alarming, they don't even compare to the numbers of larger metropolitan areas.
This hypothetical example is particularly effective. The speaker creates a realistic scenario, relates it directly to her listeners, and gets them involved in the speech. In addition, she uses figures from the FBI to show that the scenario could really happen to any of her classmates. Whenever you use a hypothetical example, it is a good idea to follow it with statistics or testimony to show that the example is not far-fetched.